Mikey, ito talaga.
Hey! Yo, fucking dude!
What's up?
Get my glasses muna.
Hey, yo, dude, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
Again.
Wait lang, ang kalat, agad.
1, 2, 3, go.
Yung polo ni Marky.
Binuhos ako si Abin.
Polo! Ano ba yan?
Puntahin na ako dito.
The wokeness.
I'm from the years 2078.
ESO Chronicles!
Hey! Yo!
Dude. What's up? Welcome 2021!
Yes, bitches! Let's go!
Ang kalat agad. Ay, kwento naman natin kung nasan tayo today.
With safety protocols.
Yes, for safety protocols.
Check mo nga muna, baka mami hindi naman tayo rinig.
No, we're recording.
Shh. By the way, magkakasama kami!
Yeah! Fuck you, bitches! That we're here in, ano, what, ano yung resort nito?
Bilya Padua.
Bitch, that sounds
Barbie.
Like Barbie, bitch. We're Barbie. Barbie as fuck, bitch.
Marisol. Ano nga yun?
Huh?
Bilya Barbie Marisol.
Bilya Barbie Marisol here.
Paredes. Junior.
The second.
So as you can notice, we're a bit
happy. Not we.
Tipsy today, bitches.
Just Marky.
Yeah, that's just Marky. Me. I've drank a lot of, ano, Fundador. Fundador.
At the door.
No, we just want to have this like year a bit of ano, crazy yet meaningful year.
Gusto niyo yung comeback namin ng ano?
Ang gulo-gulo.
They're using my phone because my phone is, you know,
water resistant.
Yes, and it most advanced, yan. Bitch. Gago, wag. Ito eh.
Nawala na si Nge.
And so where we're gonna talk about today,
and then, yung mga listeners natin.
And then, dude, kasi we have a topic coming from
Bea
the bitch shit. Diba? Before we ended up our last
before
episode.
Before our season ended.
Yes, it's Bea who sent
from
us.
Our listeners.
Speaking of that, where's the t-shirt? Where's the fucking t-shirt, bitch?
Hindi pa kami nagkikita ni Bea, so hindi pa ako obligated.
Stop! Wala pa kami ng t-shirt kasi wala kami pera.
Kapag resort kami.
Kasi diba, 5K, bitch! Shut the fuck up! Wala ka pakilam, charat.
Ano ba yung pa-topic ni Bea last time?
Sabi niya, ano, what are the things that we can leave? Meron akong outline ni.
Ah, oh, what the fuck? Outline? Wala outline dito, Bea.
Ano ba sinabi si Bea?
Na-joke lang, Bea, we love you. We really do appreciate you as our avid, charat. Shut the fuck up! Go to your bed!
I'm sorry, listen to
me. Na-joke lang, Bea.
Gusto mo makancel? First episode of...
Na-joke lang, joke lang, Bea. We love you.
Okay, oh, tama go. Na yun. Hanggang dun lang. We love you.
Okay, it's recording. I'll go.
Kanina ba?
Kaya nga.
Okay, sabi niya, what are the things that we need to...
Let go?
Let go in 2021.
2020.
In 2020 that we have to leave.
Basta yung iwan natin sa 2020, hindi natin dadalhin sa 2021.
Yes, okay. Period, bitch. I think one of that is the COVID.
My question, naiwan pa talaga yung COVID sa 2020?
We don't have a choice, but we need to leave this bitch. Just to let you know, we are here in a resort.
Yeah.
Sorry, tapos na ba? We are here on this cheap ass resort with net all over resort and shit.
Resort.
But we just want to let you know, guys, that we're really having fun. I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah. He told me shut the fuck up.
Which you should be.
As you should be.
As you should be.
As you should.
And because we've been thinking about lately.
Gusto ko yung pag-ano ng kami mo, open, close, close, open.
Yeah, because I'm really
what
drunk.
What are you thinking about lately?
Now, there's a lot of things that happened to me this past few months. There's a lot of people na they've had, parang they have their own life. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of friends na nagkaroon ng babies.
Yeah. Iwan na ba natin mga babies?
Yeah, because we're like lesbian or gay as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So, we don't have any other choice but to keep it that way. Diba? But I've been curious, one of the straight guy who's been with her...
Me and my jowa!
Wow! And we've been thinking about a lot of this past few months. And mm-hmm. we're really having fun, you know.
Yeah. Clearly, you are having fun, Margie.
You just actually broke or you just actually bake like Revel bars.
I'm broke.
As your Revel bars have been going this far, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I bake Revel bars today. And yeah. Sabi nila, masarap daw, so...
It's really good. So, if you
kamusta
have...
Wait! Kamusta yung spaghetti ko? I cooked spaghetti today.
I never tasted it.
Damn!
But it really looks good.
Okay, thanks.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's spicy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Spicy spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay!
What did you prepare?
I prepared adobo.
Okay, yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
My dad prepared adobo. Adobo! And they were able to finish all of this shit.
Okay, let's go back to the topic.
Going back to the topic. Because it's been, you know, Bea really exerted some effort to think about what's going on this past few days. And for 2020, we've had a lot of, perspective regarding a topic.
Ewan ko natatawa sa'yo, sa salita mo, sa mukha mo.
Because I'm so drunk as fuck.
Drunk?
Drunk!
Okay.
Well, we would like to thank Bea first for sending us this topic.
Ikaw yung topic namin today.
Let's talk about Bea. Alam niyo ba kinasal siya this 2020?
Yes.
Congrats.
With her Japanese husband.
Okay. I think this
congrats. Say congrats. My gosh.
And then because
let's focus on the things that we have to leave in 2020 about ourselves. Kasi given naman yung COVID and everything, 'di ba?
What will be your perspective about 2020?
Yeah.
Disregard all this happy memories and all. What will be
disregard the happy memories?
Just answer this.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Go.
What?
What?
So bad memories muna.
No, I don't think. I mean, kung wala tong COVID, will be your best memories for 2020?
Best memories? Okay. Nagka-boyfriend ako na which he truly loves me. You know?
Oh, po. You know. Okay.
Me and
I found someone that really cares about me then, you know. I can't help but to compare kasi iyak na ako.
Baka umiyak.
Iyak. Parang masaya. By the way, we're not the only three here. Marami pa kami interviewin later.
Okay. We have our friends.
Go.
We have our,
And let's talk about pollen, because...
Wait lang, akala ko ba the things that we have to leave in 2020? Ang labo naman, bakit?
Let's talk about that later.
Okay, so ngayon...
Let's go back to pollen. How about you, pollen? Since you've broke up with your boyfriend this year...
Last year?
No, this year.
It's 2021, bitch.
2020 na. 2021, and then it's just last year.
Last year na. Oh my god.
So how's your mental state? How's your physical state so far after breaking up? After breaking up with your partner.
After breaking up with your partner.
Sobrang lasing ni Margie. But I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, dun sa relationship-wise, I'm okay. But, you know, with everything that's happening now and, you know, the pandemic, I'm unemployed until now. It takes a toll on my mental health. But one thing that I need to, like, take care of this 2021 is, like, how to take care of myself, my mental state, and, you know...
Physical.
Physical, because I need to exercise. What the fuck?
Marami na siya nararamdaman in life.
Yes, bitch. Yeah. Copy that. I think this is the year we're in. You should try to, charot. You should try to, what do you call that word?
Like, take care of ourselves.
No, let go. I mean, 2020 is, you know, stressful.
Super.
And it's really hard to explain, pero it's super hard for us to let go with. Pero at the end of the day, we still need to find some time to, you know, let go of these happenings.
Yeah.
I mean, hindi sinasabi ko dahil nandito tayo. Wait, at the first place.
Oh my gosh, she just pushed
me. Pero, you know, at the end of the year, we still need to... And at the end of the year, we still need to find some time to let go of our anxieties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause,
yeah. At least try to... Leave our anxieties away.
And I don't mean wala kayong chance to have yourself your own time, mm-hmm. but at the end of the year we don't have any other choice but to let go of these anxieties and all.
To be able to hang on.
Yeah.
Bitch, period.
Did you hear that?
Hindi, parang kasi it's really hard. Yeah. This 2020 is really hard. And the end of the year, or at the end of the day.
At the end of the year counter.
You 23. All.
23.
And feeling ko at the end of the day, what we only need to do is to let go of those negativities.
Yeah.
Alam mo, it's hard.
Preach. Period.
You know that. And then at the end of at the end of the day, we don't have any other choice but to let go, di ba? Andyan na yan eh. I mean,
it's harder than parang sa sinasabi namin, but
it's easier said than done.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, you have to look for ways in order to keep your mind off of things, kasi if not, lulubog ka.
Okay. And I'm talking about not just for a single listener, not just for Bea, but the rest of our listener. And I know it's just that I don't want them to feel na they are alone. Right?
Yep.
I want them to feel na whatever happens, there's someone na...
Kagaya ni Marky.
Bitch, you know that.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, parang meron tao na at the end of... And I mean, at the back of your f***. And then meron tao na will stay at your back. And we'll tell you.
So basically, what we're saying is that we are here for you.
We have your back. We got your back.
We got your back.
We are on your back, bitch. And then, kumbaga, we are here for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Period, bitch. And then, kumbaga, if you feel na parang you're alone, no, you're not. Kasi we're here for you.
Yeah, and look for someone. If not, DM us. Diba?
Mm-mm.
And drink beer, bitch.
How about that,
Olivia?
Sorry, kaka-TikTok namin to. I think we should ask them because they're gonna leave.
Yeah, who?
Mark and Denise.
And they kasi we're having podcast, Mark. And Denise and Mark is really one of our pioneer and one of the best. Wow.
There you go, podcast.
Like, kasi Mark is one of the people na we barely talk with each other.
There you go.
But we're doing a podcast since we would like to have...
Follow nyo kami at Isaw Chronicles.
And like, kasi we want some other perspective towards the year 2020. We know that it's been too much.
Okay.
And it's been a hard time for us to be working on this year. But how about you, Mark? How has you been doing so far this year?
Well, basically, in terms of how to handle things, number one is you always seem to have a goal in mind. Meaning, say, what's your objective? Because end of the day, if you divert yourself in terms of what's happening in terms of the COVID thing and everything, what's important is you need to be focused in terms of what you want to happen this year, what keeps you motivated. Because end of the day, you need to live on, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, keep pushing, putting in the work. Whatever day, whatever you want to achieve, as long as you have an objective in mind, you have a vision in mind, just keep pushing, and every day you'll be able to achieve whatever you want to do.
Yes!
Wait. What are the things that you have to leave in 2020?
Go Denise,
what are the things that you have to leave in 2020?
Kasi
ako, you know, for me, I'm very optimistic. You know? I'm very optimistic and I always see, you know, everything, okay, no matter what circumstances, in a positive way. Okay, because we all know that everything happens for a reason. So, you know, no matter what happens, you know, there's always a solution to every problem. So, you know, just, you know, live life to the fullest because, you know, there's always hope, okay, and better days.
Yes.
So basically, you're telling that we have to leave negativity in 2020.
Yes, for sure, definitely. Yeah.
How about that? And that was Denisa Heredura and Mark. Oh,
thank you guys. Mark Mercado from Go Nutrients.
Yes!
There you go. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lito. Super.
We're gonna tag you guys.
Yeah, please, please, please tag us.
Bye.
Dude, next time.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, going back. How about our topic for today, John? Because we're really big when it comes to when it comes to... Let's go sit here.
Bitch, I'm so cold.
And our podcasts are really big when it comes to LGBT and sort of other people who are really big when it comes to, what do you call it?
Sexuality.
What are you talking about?
Sexuality and we have here John, one of the LGBT experts.
This is a halo-halo episode.
Sometimes yung audio na hindi sabog-sabog.
I don't fucking care. Like, us John here, you know him, we've been talking about him this past few episodes. And
he's one of our favorite person.
Yeah, he's really nice. And what do you think about our episode for today, John, about our first episode? Because we are really big when it comes to LGBT perspective. What do you think is, shut the fuck up, bitch. And then, what will be your perspective for this year?
Do you think people will be, parang more open when it comes to, parang tanggap the sexuality?
I think throughout time, the LGBT community has been battling for their rights.
True.
They have been battling for the reason why they exist in this freaking world. So, I think 2021, honestly,
what do you find about it? If ever coronavirus is not existing, what do you think will be 2021st?
I think it would really be a great time to be a bisexual. Honestly, I think it's really going to open up a lot of opportunities for the LGBT community to be able to speak up and be open about their sexuality and experiences and really open up people's minds about the struggles and the importance of really accepting and making people feel accepted in this community. Because like what I said earlier, the rights for the LGBT community has been going on. The fight for that battle has been going on for years.
Oppressed.
Yeah. We have been oppressed for years. And I think this year is just going to be another step. Another year for us to prove that...
That...
We really have... We're all human.
This is not just a phase. It's what you are.
We're all humans.
And this is in a development.
Yes. I think this is going to be a... Another step forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Personally, I've been, I know you experienced it as well, Marky. Pero, of course, myself as a member of the LGBT community, I experienced being, you know, how do you call?
Oppression.
How do you say that?
Oppression.
No.
Like bullying.
Being so silent about myself and.
Mm-hmm. Not being open.
Yeah, oppression. About oppression about my sexuality. That I have to hide.
Out?
That I have to hide myself. What I am. And it's really a difficult thing. So, you know, it can really ruin someone's life. Honestly.
That's true.
It's really challenging. So to be open to these kinds of situations, it's really vital for
the progression of
of the
LGBT community.
The progression for a company.
Yes, bitch.
The topic natin, what are the things that you need to live in 2020?
Let's talk about Chris and Avin. Chris, come here. I am questioned about the fact that how is it going to work between a person who's been in a millennial stage between to those people who is beyond the millennial stage.
Millennial praise and Christ.
Wait, I am part of that, uh-huh. bitch. Boomer. So I know, not really boomer, but more on beyond or advanced that millennial stage.
Millennials and of Gen Z ako.
Yeah, how about Christ? How have you been doing so far? Because, for example, me, Evan, and Pauling, we've been working on how being so optimistic about the situation we're facing it today, facing on today. About you, how about you, how about you, Christ, na parang you're not part of the millennial, but you're sort of in the middle.
She's part of the millennial.
No, she's not. Oh, he's not.
Millennial siya, dude. Gen X. Okay.
Bitch! Just answer the fucking question.
Ano ba yung question?
And then, how about you? Kumbaga, for example, me, Evan, and Pauling, we're part of the millennial decade. And we have a separate like perspective towards a certain topic.
Or how is it different na lang, ano, between your other girlfriends who are not, ano?
Yeah,
what
probably.
What other girlfriends?
What the f***ing phone ko? It's iPhone 7 Plus, not waterproof, bitch. How about you? How is your, ano,
magkaiba kami ng perspective, di ba? Ano, di ba? Lagi tayo nag-argue about
dun sa living part ng ano 2020. Wala akong iiwan. Ano yung...
Yung layo ng sagot niya! Ako yung...
Yan kasi diba kanina napag-uusapan nyo yung kung ano nga yung iiwan nyo.
Episode 2 eh.
Kung ano yung iiwan nyo. At tapos yung ano, iiwan nyo sa 2020. Ako...
Ano, ito ka!
Si sa akin lang.
Iiwan ako! Huh? What the fuck?
Hindi, sa akin, wala akong iiwan. Kung ano yung nasa 2020, yun pa rin yung magiging 2021. Part kasi yun ng experience. Sabi nga ni Cheese, this too shall pass.
Idol niya so, si Jesus Kudero. Lagi niya pinapanood si Heart. Tsaka si Cheese, adulting.
So, feeling
adulting,
mo
Heart adulting. Adulting lang. So, ganun lang. Hayaan mong yung 2020 ang umiwan sa'yo.
Yes, bitch!
Oh, yes, bitch! Boy, bitch! Boyfriend ko to!
Enang, come here, Enang. I have something to ask you. How's your red pants going so far, bitch? Charot. I'll go to you. So, this past few months, how's your 2020 going so far, Enang? I mean, what's the best memories that you've had this 2020 and the worst memories that you've had?
I met my new boyfriend, and even by crisis, but I feel still blessed because a lot of blessings you receive, like financially, appliances.
Okay.
What else? And learning a lot, full of realizations in life. And I think becoming more immature. Mature na. Last 2020, and I started doing exercise, and I reduced my rise.
Nice.
Yes, and this 2021, I have a lot of plans, you know, for the future. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Maria. May gusto kong sabihin sa mga listeners namin, any Instagram pages that you'd like to follow them or you'd like to advertise with them?
Follow Isao Chronicles.
Follow the Instagram page.
Follow the Isao Chronicles Instagram page and Spotify.
Yes, bitch. Yeah. Period.
And follow me on Instagram. Me. My name is Mar.
Thank you, Enang.
Yeah,
thank you. And for the last entry for this evening, so we would like to end this conversation between Benet and Jewel.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Good evening, everyone.
How is it going so far between you and Jewel? Or you personally?
So far, it's been pretty good, very eventful, this pandemic. Everything is gone downfall because, of course, pandemic, our job, was held down because of this, yeah, of this pandemic. The good thing about it is meron akong bagong work before the year ends.
Okay.
And then yeah, karon lang jowa, and yeah, masaya ako ngayon. And nakakabawi-bawi na ngayon this year. Hopefully makabawi-bawi talaga. Yeah.
Nice. How about you, Jewels?
I mean, how's your relationship with Benet so far?
So far, chill. So bad.
Super chill.
No, I talked with Benet. I talked with Benet a couple of times this day, and I know he's been doing great so far. But how about you?
Yeah, marami akong natutunan kay Ben.
Okay. And ano yung hindi mo natutunan kay Benet this year?
Well, span of six months naman kasi pa lang kami. So,
how about you, Benet? Anything you'd like to talk about, Jewel?
Yeah, well, first thing I want to say is that maghanap ka lang hindi toxic na jowa. Kasi si yung girlfriend ko talaga, hindi kasi talaga siya toxic na jowa. Hindi siya naghahanap ng tension as I've said before, personally, kami lang ni Marky. Sabi ko sa niya, hindi talaga siya toxic na tao. Hindi siya naghahanap talaga ng attention. Yeah, well, of course, as a girlfriend, naghahanap siya ng attention. Anong, syempre, of course, ang lambing. Pero, yeah, that's okay. Pero yung tipong talaga yung even if when I'm working, hindi talaga siya yung naghahanap talaga ng time na para mag-uusap kami, ganoon. And hindi siya yung tipong pagka meron akong nakakausap na or like meron akong may kasabay akong ka-work na babae, hindi siya yung tipong kinaka-question or kahit may kausap akong girl, hindi siya nag-question kasi she knows and she trusts me na wala lang naman talaga yun, and that is my nature na talagang friendly lang talaga ako, and that wala naman talagang mali siya lahat ng ano, mga nakakasalamuha ko every day. So yeah, hindi talaga siya toxic na girlfriend. Kaya maghanap kayo ng hindi toxic na girlfriend, okay?
Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
The Jewel is really shy. But thank you guys for giving me some time and answering all the questions. And I'll go back to my fucking friends here. And we're fucking done, bitches.
And
let's close it out.
I'll close it. Okay, this is a Halo Halo episode again. And happy 2021, everybody!
Happy 2021, everybody!
Pagbalik na yun, matino kami, promise.
No, it's just kidding.
One. Done!
The grammar.
Bye guys. Happy 2021. Thank you so much for listening.
What the fuck, dude?
And interview namin ulit. Oh my gosh, si John.
And guys, always remember,
no double dipping.
Bye guys.
Dip in the pool. Bye. Yes, let's go.
Bye, bitches.
Double dipping.
No double dipping. Bawal mag double dip pag kumain.